Clyde told KPCW that he thinks the county council, like their counterparts at the city, want to promote transit on 248 and Kearns Boulevard.
Not in any formal way, but just in casual conversation. I think we're aligned with Park City essentially on this issue, in that, you know, nobody, including Park City and including ourselves, wants to see the widening as proposed by UDOT. What we do want to see is some transit oriented improvements that would include, you know, perhaps a bus rapid transit lane and, you know, various signalized intersections that give deference to bus traffic, so that we can work to our goal of attempting to capture more people in transit rather than just driving them through town.
A major source of the traffic jams on the highway comes from Wasatch County. Clyde agreed talking to leaders there about a transit link is part of the future.
There's no question that, you know, our transit issues go beyond the limits of our county. You know, how we deal with transit coming from Wasatch, obviously, you know, we have a large number of employees who live over in Wasatch County. To the extent that we can capture them by transit, that's something we should be looking at. We have not even broached that subject yet.
County Council member Doug Clyde. Highway 248 also connects to the South Summit area. Clyde said a bus connection there is making decent headway and has been well received. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.